You reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man D Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
When he was little Stevie Wonder, this was from 1962, Contract on Love. And, you know, we celebrate Stevie Wonder right here on A Bowl of Soul. In fact, this is going to be part one, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Stephen Hardaway Morris, born May 13th, 1950. And, you know, what's incredible is that Stevie Wonder is 70 years old, okay, professionally known as Stevie Wonder, who was an American singer, songwriter, musician, and record producer, and he is still a prominent figure in popular music. And during the second half of the 20th century, Stevie Wonder is one of the most successful songwriters and musicians. He's a virtual one-man band with his use of synthesizers, electronic musical instruments. And during the 1970s, he reshaped the conventions of R&B music. And we celebrate Stevie Wonder. This is part one of Stevie Wonder. Coming up next, what you came to know him for when he was 12, 13 years old. In 1963, he came out with this song called Fingertips. And the one that skyrocketed on the charts, Fingertips, part two, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
So again, I walked into the room with no expectations, just to stun on everybody. And here I am at A Bowl of Soul with Professor T Love.
Everybody see ya!
Yeah!
See ya!
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
See ya! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
you want me to, if you want me to, I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time, when I come back, just a one more time, when I come back, so goodbye.
Song or what happened, but you know, Fingertips 2 was released May 21st, 1963, and it was recorded at the Regal Theater in Chicago in 1963. And part two, you know, was 3 minutes and 9 seconds. Actually, it's all one song where it was instrumental. If you listen to Fingertips Part 1, it's an instrumental. But Fingertips Part 2 is where Stevie was vamping, doing call and response. And, you know, what they said was, on the night of the recording, Stevie Wonder, as usual, started to leave the stage and the band went into the exit music, right? And then the comedian, Bill Murray, who was known professionally at the time as Winehead Willie, exhorted the crowd to give him a hand. However, Stevie unexpectedly changed his mind, returning to sing the goodbye, 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 that encore, and the other musicians were caught out, and the bass player had changed over to prepare for the next act on the bill, usually slated as the Marvelettes. But again, they went back on stage, and they said that the guy was saying, "What key? What key?" You know, but you know what? The rest is history. This single, which was a B-side, had reached the top of both the Billboard Pop Singles Chart and R&B Singles Chart. Fingertips was Motown's second number one pop hit following the Marvelettes' Please Mr. Postman, and it launched 13-year-old Stevie Wonder to prominence. And the single's success helped Stevie Wonder's live album, Recorded Live, The 12-Year-Old Genius, reach number one on the Billboard Pop Albums chart, making him the youngest artist to accomplish that feat. Now, in the studio and live versions, the person that was drumming was Marvin Gaye. So the people that played on this cut, vocals, bongos, harmonica, Little Stevie Wonder, drums was Marvin Gaye, bass was by James Jamerson, Larry Moses, and Joe Swift, and the rest is history. And this is how we got introduced to the Wonder Man himself, Mr. Stevie Wonder. And this is a bowl of soul. And we're going to keep this going because, you know, Stevie Wonder is virtually a one-man band, and I love him. Coming up next, you know, after him being introduced as a young artist, you know, and I think Motown at the time thought he might start fading out. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Stevie kept on going. And coming up next, Everything is all right because it's uptight, baby. And this is a bowl of soul. Woo! I'm loving this.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
From the legendary Stevie Wonder. This was a 1965-66 hit recorded by Stevie Wonder for Tamla Records. And it was one of his most popular early singles and was the first Stevie Wonder hit single to be co-written by him, you know. And there was another song that was a B-side, because on this album, this is from the Uptight album, which included some songs he did in 1962, 63, 64. And on the flip side of this song, which is a beautiful song, Purple Raindrops, I love that song. But this single, Uptight, was released on November 22nd, 1965. And the songwriters on this single was Stevie Wonder, Sylvia Moy, who was responsible for rescuing Stevie Wonder's career at Motown. Because at one time, Berry Gordy thought, you know, once his voice started changing, we, you know, what are we going to do with Stevie Wonder when he got about 19 years old? Excuse me. And Henry Cosby. And this single was produced by Mickey Stevenson and Henry Cosby. And this song peaked at number 3. On the Billboard Pop Singles Chart in early 1966, at the same time reaching the top of the Billboard R&B Singles Chart for 5 weeks. Billboard ranked it as the 59th biggest American hit of 1966. An accompanying album, Uptight, was rushed into production to capitalize on the single's success. It also garnered Stevie Wonder, his first two career Grammy Award nominations for Best R&B Song and Best R&B Performance. And we celebrate Stevie, and we celebrate this single. Because, you know, Uptight was letting us know that Stevie's got much more in his bag. Coming up next in on A Bowl of Soul, Mixed Stew of Soul Music, we got a single where it was done originally by Bob Dylan. I believe that Stevie gave this song a nice treatment called Blowin' in the Wind. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Eric B. Turner, and you're listening to Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Of Bob Dylan's song, which was done in 1962. But Stevie, this song became a top 10 hit for him in 1966. It was a top 10 hit on the Billboard R&B Hot 100, as well as a number one on the R&B charts. Wow. You know, Stevie, he put his feel, he put his spin on that song. That came off also on the Uptight album. And we celebrate Stevie Wonder because, you know, Stevie has a way of interpreting not only his music, but other people's music as well. And it comes out superb. Coming up next, this is a B-side. I love this song. And it was done by R. Kelly when he was with R. Kelly and the Announcements back in the 90s. Hey Love, and this song to me is a great slow jam smoker. right here on A Bowl of Soul. Hey Love from Stevie Wonder. This is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Someday I will be your guide. Hey, love, you're my one true soul desire. Hey, love, baby, can you feel this burning fire? This one thing I find so true.
Hey, love.
When you are near me,
hey, love.
I go through a change or two.
Hey, love.
Hearing your footsteps, I hurry to catch your eye. And I stand. Just walk on by. Say love. When with a cold heart you are dealing. Hey love. Yeah. It's an awful hurting feeling. Hey love.
Hey love.
Me without some sign. Just look me over.
That's
yeah,
so
yeah.
Sweet. Woo! I like that song. And you know, this was a B-side, and this song was number 9 on the R&B singles chart for 1966-1967. This song was the closing track on Stevie Wonder's 1966 album, which was at the end of the year, December 1966. Down to Earth, and this song was co-written with Morris Broadnax and Clarence Paul, and it is best known of the 4 songs on the album for which Stevie Wonder received a writing credit. You know, a gentleman by the name of Ed Hogan of AllMusic said that the song's dominant looping rhythm echoes the tick-tock of a clock, which gives the down-tempo track a melancholy late night vibe. It does, because this is a jam when you put the blue lights on in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Those are old enough to know about the blue lights. But it emphasized the feeling that the singer is giving his all in a one last chance to get the direct attention of the object of his affection. Woo! Woo! And you know what? They say that this man by the name of James Perrone said that what you notice about Hey Love presents a hint of what was to come in Stevie Wonder's compositions and performances in the 1970s. And, you know, this song was number 90 on the Hot 100, but on the R&B charts, it was number 9. And I can see why. On the R&B charts, because that thing, I still, to this day, I discovered Hey Love on Stevie Wonder had this greatest hits compilation, and he had this greatest hits compilation called Looking Back, right? And, you know, I was just going through it, listening to from the beginning when you heard Contract on Love and, you know, all the early songs. And then I discovered Hey Love, and I was like, wow. I said, this is a sweet jam. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this song was done by Betty LaVette. It was a B-side in April of 1969 on the Karen label. And R. Kelly, like I said, in public announcement, did their cover version of Hey Love on their 1992 album, Born into the 90s. And it was number 15 on the R&B chart. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're going to give you something else that, you know, Stevie was cooking with gas. You know, by 1966, he started getting on a roll. Now, he did have a period where they weren't sure what direction Stevie was going to go in. And then you can hear the difference between Stevie Wonder in 1962 to 1966. And Stevie was getting on a roll from 1965 to tail end up until 1966. He was hitting them. He was hitting those charts hard. Coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, I Was Made to Love Her. Woo! And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
That came out in the 1967. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
For once hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Legendary Mr. Stevie Wonder with this song, For Once in My Life. Wow. You know, you really saw the depth of Stevie Wonder's musical ability. This song, he was 18 years old, and this was released in November 1968. You know, one thing I just want to pull back on, you know, Stevie Wonder is a veteran of the Chitlin' Circuit. You know, when Motown started to go on the road in the early 60s, in 1962, with the Motown Review, that, you know, they were traveling on buses going from city to city. So he is a veteran of the Chitlin' Circuit. He probably could tell you some stories when he was a kid traveling on the road with the Marvelettes, the Marvin Gaye, Supremes, the Temptations, the Miracles, you know. But this single was off of his ninth and 10th overall studio album, For Once in My Life. That's what it was called. And that's when I got exposed to Stevie Wonder. We had this album in our house. And I thought this album was not only, this is a fly album, because you're starting to see Stevie Wonder stretch on this album. Even though he was still produced by the Motown machine, you started to see him write more, and you can see his vocal phrasings and stylings really grew exponentially. And, you know, by this time in 1968, as an 18-year-old, he established himself as one of Motown's consistent hit makers. Like I said, his period in the 60s with Motown, where he was on the charts all the time, R&B and pop charts, was started from 1965. So he had become a consistent hit maker. And like I said, this album, For Once in My Life, continued Stevie Wonder's growth as a vocalist, songwriter, and producer. One of my favorite songs on this album is Shooby Dooby Doo Da Day. He had another song, I Don't Know Why, and You Met Your Match, and oh my God. There's another song that he did on this album that I love so much. This album is hot, and if you ever get a chance, purchase this album. I mean, You Met Your Match, I want to Make Her Love Me, I'm More Than Happy, I'm Satisfied. I think that's a hot song. His version, I Be a Fool Right Now, Ain't No Lovin', God Bless the Child. I mean, this whole album is so fly, because you really started to see Stevie stretch on this album. So we celebrate Stevie Wonder, this single, For Once in My Life. Woo! Beautiful song. It was released December 8th, 1968. And it was recorded in 1967. It was recorded in Detroit. You know, at this time, Motown was still in Detroit making music. Coming up next, 1970. Woof! Now you really getting to see Stevie Stretch. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed.
Music. Woo! I love that song because you was hearing Stevie's funk bone on that signed seal. Delivered, I'm yours. That is a power pack. Woo! 2 minutes and 41 seconds of soul. Boy, that's one of those records. And I know some of you out there, you know, had records that you be like, play that again. Play that 45 again. I know y'all had parents out there said, yo, put that 45 back on again because we going to get our boogie on tonight. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours was released in June 1970. And it was a single on Motown's Tamla label. It spent 6 weeks at number one on the U.S. R&B chart and peaked at number three on the U.S. pop chart. And it was released on the album Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And there were different times when the tracks was laid. The tracks was laid on August 26, 1969. The horns were added on February 26, 1970. The lead vocals and instrumental overdubs were added April 23, 1970. And then additional recording. Let me tell you, this is a masterpiece. The songwriters, Stevie Wonder, Lee Garrett, Syreeta Wright, Lula Mae Hardaway, which is Stevie Wonder's mother. He gave his mother credit. I love it. I love it. I love it. Whew. This song was arranged by Paul Reiser, which featured a distinctive sitar guitar in the introduction. And this is when Stevie was 20 years old and Stevie was also the first to feature his female backup singing group composed of Linda Tucker Lawrence, who went on to become a member of the Supremes, Syreeta Wright, who also co-wrote the song, and Vanetta Fields. And the song gave Stevie Wonder his 6th Grammy nomination. Whew! Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, this classic song right here, which I love. And I love when the main ingredient did their version, Girl Blue, was written by Stevie Wonder. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hello, morning, good morning to the one I love. Crystal ringlets paint a picture of a gold sunrise above. Girl, you said the all you have is visible to you. Within your heart, there stays a part that, like the sky, is blue. Shifting breezes grace the inner spectrum of your glance. On branches for your pleasure, perform a soothing dance. Little girl, it seems in all my dreams, your happiness is due. But still they last, they're in your past, events that make. Thoughts of love are in your mind, yet splendid hopes push them aside. A look at life is what you need to try. In an instant there'll be sunshine sprinkled every place. Drops of rain will kiss the softness of your lovely face. Little girl, be fair, show yourself you care, let others care for you. Before it's too late, cause time won't wait till your heart's no longer blue. Love waiting for you before it's too late, cause time won't wait till your heart's no longer blue.
Woo! This was from 1972. This was off the album Music of My Mind, which was the 14th studio album by Stevie Wonder. And this is where we now see Stevie Wonder. He is part of Motown, but he's not part of that machine anymore. This is the introduction of the classic period of Stevie Wonder, where he now negotiated a new contract with Motown, which allowed him full artistic control. On the album, he recruited electronic music pioneers Malcolm Cecil, Robert Margulif as co-producers, and they introduced to Stevie the Tonto synthesizer. You know, this is where you start hearing the Moog, the Tonto synthesizer, the vocoder. And even though this was a modest commercial success, critics found the record representative of Stevie Wonder's artistic growth and is generally considered by critics to be the first album of his classic period. Whew! And what came next was Talking Book, then Fulfilling This First Finale, right? This was his classic period. Inner Visions. Those are classic Stevie Wonder albums where you can hear Stevie dabbling a little bit into jazz and all of that. Woof! Exciting period for Stevie Wonder. Coming up next, one of my songs that I love. Woof! You Got It Bad, Girl. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Get it, Professor. Professor.
You are listening to A Bowl of Soul. In my kiss, and you got it bad, girl. You got it bad, girl. If you try to display an emotion that will contradict itself, you will find your heart just sitting like a statue. Escape can be found, and you got it bad, girl. You got it bad, girl. If you don't see there's no way out, just no way of getting around me, then you got it bad, girl. You got it bad, girl. Yes, you know the plan. Space to let my love live in your mind.
got it bad, girl. Woo! I love that song. That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song from Stevie Wonder. You know, and also this song was done by Quincy Jones on his 1973 album called You Got a Bad Girl also. You know what I'm saying? But this song was off of Stevie Wonder's 1972 album called Talking Book, which is the second album that's part of Stevie Wonder's classic period that was released on October 28th, 1972. And again, this is, I love this album. This is one of my favorite album of Stevie Wonder's because it had soul, funk, rock, and jazz on it. I'm going to leave you with, because we're not finished with Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder is like, whew, I love Stevie. You know, Stevie's also an activist. He was one of those people that were the champions in making Martin Luther King's birthday a federal holiday. You know what I'm saying? Not only a musician, but deep down in his soul, you know, he came to this world to us, and he also used his voice as a musician to be an activist. I'm going to leave you with one of my classic joints that I love from Stevie, Too High, because this thing has got a jazz feel on it. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, Too High from Stevie Wonder. This is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. She's a girl in a dream. She's a four-eyed cartoon monster on the TV screen. She takes another puff and says it's a crazy scene. The bed is green and she's a tangerine. I'm too high, too high, but ain't left the ground. I'm too high, I'm too high, I hope I never ever come down. She's a girl in her life, but her world's a superficial paradise. She had a chance to make it big more than once or twice, but no dice, she wasn't very nice. Did a friend say,
said she's too high, too high. Give him love.
To give you that, and I'm ending part one celebrating the legacy of Mr. Stevie Wonder. That was off of the Inner Visions album. That was the 16th studio album released by Stevie Wonder on August 3rd, 1973. And again, Stevie was experimenting with the ARP synthesizer, the Moog synthesizer. This is really where you see the introduction of using the synthesizer was through Stevie Wonder's music in this classic period. I just want to thank all of you. I had promised, you know, some people, Barry and Derek, I was going to give them some Stevie Wonder, and I'm coming back with a part two of Stevie Wonder for you, celebrating the legacy of Stevie Wonder right here on A Bowl of Soul. And I just want to give a shout out to the affiliates that is carrying A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to start with Special Formula Radio on Live 365 in Jacksonville, Florida on Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give a shout out to Nigel Thomas, where he has A Bowl of Soul on Surrey Hills Soul Train in the UK on Saturday at 2 a.m., Sunday at 8 p.m., and Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Make sure you go to www.thesoultrain.co.uk. I am also on askradio.com, askradio.com, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Salt Lake City, Utah. Shout out to Ask Radio for having A Bowl of Soul on their network. And Rhythm Gold Radio in the UK on Mondays at 9 p.m. Just go to rhythmgoldradio.co.uk. I'm also on NWCZ Radio in Seattle, Washington. Woo! 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Mondays, baby. Just check out NWCCRadio.com in Seattle, Washington. And I, like I said, I made a mention about being on a radio station in Gary, Indiana. Woo! Midwestern soul, baby. And my Midwestern friend, Miss Karen. Woof! Love you, baby. She got me on The Sound of Soul on Live 365, 1 p.m. That is, I believe, Central Standard Time, Midwestern Soul, on Saturdays and Tuesday on Live 365. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to A Bowl of Soul. I want to give a shout out to Mike and Lauren Bennett, who just got married on October 1st. I went to my first Zoom wedding. That was, woo, but it was beautiful. I took pictures. I felt like I was there. I just want to say congratulations to the newlyweds, Mike and Lauren Bennett. Make sure you tune in next week to part two of Stevie Wonder, baby. We're going to keep this going because he's one of my favorite artists. And make sure you take good care of yourself, and I will see you next week right here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.